Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flicked him, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and we have a very special two-hour show for you tonight. We'll be taking a break from the usual all-80s format of the Squid Pod to bring you 2 hours of LGBTQ artists from almost every era and genre in celebration of the Stonewall riots that occurred exactly 50 years ago tonight, June 28th, 1969, in Greenwich Village, which set in motion the gay civil rights movement that we are familiar with today. As a gay man myself, I feel fortunate that I'm able to share this moment tonight with all of you, gay or straight. So in addition to music by LGBTQ artists, I've interspersed sound bites of artist interviews, as well as some excerpts from video journalist and New York Times contributor Shane O'Neill's excellent historical piece he did for the Times video channel on YouTube back in May, titled "The Stonewall You Know Is a Myth, and That's Okay." And in it, he gathers people who were present at Stonewall in that night and LGBTQ historians and writers to discuss that historic night. I'll include the link to the full video in my show's playlist, which you can find on the station's website at WMFO.org by clicking on the schedule link and then on my show, Songs from the Squid Pod. If you have any questions, comments, or future gay pride requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-9636 or drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And of course, be sure to follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. Okay, let's start the show with a statement by the late Harvey Milk, the first openly gay elected official in the history of California.
Somewhere in Des Moines or San Antonio, there's a young gay person who all of a sudden realizes that she or he is gay, knows that if the parents find out, they'll be tossed out of the house. The classmates would taunt the child, and the Anita Bryans and John Briggs are doing their bit on TV, and that child had several options, staying in a closet, suicide, and then one day that child might open a paper and it says, homosexual elected in San Francisco, and there are two new options. The option is to go to California. San Antonio and fight. 2 days after I was elected, I got a phone call, and the voice was quite young. It was from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and the person said, thanks, and you've got to elect gay people so that that young child and the thousands upon thousands like that child know that there's hope for a better world. There's hope for a better tomorrow. Without hope, not only gays, but those blacks, and the Asians, and the disabled, and the seniors, the usses, without hope, the usses give up. I know that you cannot live on hope alone, but without it, life is not worth living. And you got to give them hope. Thank you very much.
It's never really been a problem for me. So I'm sorry if I scared you.
serenade and gently play on your heartstrings. Be a valentino, just me.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
50 years after the police raided the store.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We have a special edition of the Squid Pod for you this evening if you are just joining us. That's right. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be kind of breaking with tradition here on the Squid Pod and not featuring the 80s, although we do have a couple squeezed in here and there. Yes, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots that happened on this night, June 28th, 1969. And yes, we have an all LGBTQ lineup for you this evening here, as well as some sound bites and interviews and whatnot, which we'll talk about as we get to here. And well, we started off with one actually from Harvey Milk and his Hope speech. It was an excerpt he gave from his speech that he gave in 1978, shortly before he was assassinated in November of that year. And music-wise, we started off with some local music, Melissa Ferrick. And We heard the track North Carolina off of her Skinnier Faster Live at the Berkeley Performance Center from 2000. Joe Jackson was in there with some 80s music. We heard You Can't Get What You Want Till You Know What You Want. That's off of his LP, Body and Soul. And Queen wrapped it up there with Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy from Queen's first EP from 1977. And again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you'll be hearing excerpts throughout the show of Shane O'Neill's historical piece he did for the New York Times video channel on YouTube back in May, titled The Stonewall You Know Is a Myth, and that's okay. And there's going to be a link to the actual video on YouTube on the show's playlist there, which you can find on WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link and then click on Songs from the Squid Pod. All right, let's start off with the first piece here tonight.
"50 years after the police raided the Stonewall Inn and its patrons mounted a resistance on the street outside, I still didn't know the answer to this question: who threw the first brick at Stonewall? What I did know is that I had heard this story over and over again." The gay rights movement was born in 1969 at a beloved gay bar called the Stonewall Inn. The Stonewall riot began when a drag queen, bereft by the death of Judy Garland, threw a brick at a police officer. The riot culminated in a Rockettes-style kick line of drag queens facing down tactical police in riot gear. It's a beautiful story, but it's not exactly true. So, I gathered some people who were at Stonewall in 1969, some historians who had spent years studying LGBT history, and some contemporary queer writers to ask them, what's wrong with this account of Stonewall? They helped me break it down bit by bit.
Thank you. Cause I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact. I let you take advantage cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood.
Begin at Stonewall.
Before Stonewall, we had the Daughters of Bilitis, we had the Mattachine Society.
There was the sip-in at Julius's.
And the movement in the world dates back to 1897 in Berlin with the founding of Magnus Hirschfeld's organization, which was the first gay rights group.
So if gay rights didn't begin at Stonewall, why was Stonewall important?
Because it led to the creation of the gay liberation movement.
Gay Liberation Front was born out of the ashes of Stonewall. Gay Liberation Front is literally why we have everything we have today.
They planned a march on the first anniversary of Stonewall.
Where are the boys there with emotional stability? Nice car, a CEO, and almost just as smart as me. Where are the boys there with financial security? A doctor, a model, a man of possibilities. Expectations are too high, and you'll never find a guy like that. It's driving you mad, honey. That is just a waste of time. Get your head out of the sky. Wish I could synthesize a picture perfect guy. Oh, I, oh, I. 6 feet tall and super strong. We always get along. Alright, alright. Ooh, it hit me up late, not a minute late. Cause I don't like to wait, no. Kind and ain't afraid to cry or treat his mama. Jealous, yes, I want him to. A gentleman to take care of me in the bedroom. Romantic love, but keep it rough. Am I asking too much? They say expectations are too high, and you'll never find a guy like that. It's driving you mad, honey. They say that it's just a waste of time. Get your head out of the sky. Wish I could synthesize a picture-perfect guy. Oh, I, oh, I. 6 feet tall and super strong. We always get along. Alright, alright.
High and low, for a man who's just right and treats Not to be square, you see. Now, I come from the middle of the United States, a state called Nebraska, which is right out in the middle of the country, rather conservative. Now, if I was your dad, and you came home one day, and I didn't know it, and walked in, and I saw you as a young man, I guess you were about 15 or 16 when you started actually wearing the makeup and the costumes, I wouldn't know how to react myself. I think I would be adult enough to try to handle it, but...
Well, what have you got to handle?
Well, the effect that you walk in and you see your son dressing with makeup on.
Well, you know, you're going to have...
The average person...
Okay, you're going to have Halloween in a couple of weeks. You know,
that's
what's
true.
The difference between somebody dressing up on Halloween? It's only because people think it's serious. They get frightened.
Right.
They look at me and say, well, it's not a Halloween party, so you have to have a reason to dress up. There's nothing wrong with being different. I mean,
right.
You know, why do you have to have an excuse to enjoy yourself? You know, there's people out there taking drugs, you know, killing each other, fighting.
Right.
You know, and like... I just don't see that you have to wait once a year, Christmas or Halloween, to enjoy yourself. I think it's all a load of rubbish. I think that there's, you know, nothing wrong with enjoying yourself and dressing up.
See you.
Now, here's a fundamental question about Stonewall. Was it a riot?
And what we did is we were cheering and dancing in the street. That's not a riot.
It was just a loud and bawdy, fun group of guys until it turned into a riot.
It is called a riot, an uprising, a rebellion.
I like the word rebellion, not overthrow the government rebellion, rebellion from within.
Next, was the Stonewall Bar as idyllic as some media portrays it to have been?
The Stonewall Inn was a safe haven for the queer community.
But it was a dump.
It was a hellhole.
Dirty, rundown, mafia run.
A mafia sleazy bar, and they watered down drinks.
Watered down drinks.
There was a much better bar called the Cherry Lane.
The Tenth of Always.
Cookies.
So the Stonewall Inn was neither New York's only gay bar, nor an especially beloved institution.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to a very special edition of Songs from the Squid Pod this evening. That's right. I am your host, Savoy Fair, and just about wrapping up the first of our two-hour special this evening here as we look back on the last 50 years celebrating the Stonewall riots and the birth of the gay rights movement as we know it today. We've got an all-LGBTQ lineup for you here this evening in case you haven't already noticed or if you're joining us late. So let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off with, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I've got excerpts throughout of Shane O'Neill's historical piece he did for the New York Times video channel on YouTube back in May, called "The Stonewall You Knew." Excuse me, "The Stonewall You Know Is a Myth, and That's Okay." Started out with the intro piece to that there. If you are curious about the entire video on YouTube, you can find the link to it on the station's playlist here, or on the show's playlist on the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link and then look for Songs from the Squid Pod. And then musically, we started off with Wham! And Club Tropicana off of their 1983 release, Fantastic. That was their debut. Tegan and Sarah were in there with a boyfriend. That's right, Canadian twin sisters. They're both openly gay. That's off of their 2016 release, Love You to Death. We heard a second piece there from Shane O'Neill's Stonewall. The Stonewall You Know Is a Myth, and That's Okay. Superfruit was in there with Guy.exe. That's off of their 2017 release, Future Friends. Troy Sivan gave us My. Off of his 2018 release, Bloom. Then we heard an excerpt from the very first interview that Boy George did with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show back in 1984. And then, of course, we segued into Culture Club's I'll Tumble For You off of their 1982 release, Kissing to Be Clever. Muna, not sure how to pronounce it, but M-U-N-A. They're an all-queer trio, Katie Gavin, Josette Maskin, and Naomi McPherson, who all met at USC. We heard Crying on the Bathroom Floor from their 2017 release, About You. Pet Shop Boys was in there with It's a Sin from their 1987 release, Actually. Vocalist Neil Tennant there reminiscing about his Catholic upbringing and how ashamed of himself he feels he should be, despite the fact that he has nothing to be ashamed of. That track was in the top 10 worldwide, including the U.S., and went to number one in six different countries. And then, of course, we wrapped it up there with Bronski Beat and Small Town Boy off of their 1984 release, The Age of Consent. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoy Fair. We still got another hour to go here, folks. We're going to dive back into it here with another excerpt of The Stonewall You Knew Is a Myth. Stonewall You Know Is a Myth. I don't know why I keep saying new. Stonewall You Know Is a Myth, and That's Okay, by Shane O'Neill, for his piece for the New York Times. Here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Now, let's talk about that drag queen who started it all.
They said that she threw the first shot glass at Stonewall, and it was the shot glass heard around the world.
One of the persistent myths about Stonewall is that Marsha threw the first cocktail glass. Marsha herself said in an interview that I did with Marsha,
I didn't get there until 2.
I was uptown. I didn't get downtown until about 2 o'clock. Because when I got downtown, the place was already on fire and it was a raid already.
Marsha P. Johnson's friend and fellow activist, Sylvia Rivera, is also sometimes credited with starting Stonewall.
Sylvia Rivera is known for throwing the first bottle at the Stonewall riots.
Sylvia Rivera herself said in 2001,
I have been given the credit for throwing the first wall.